As far as the Farm Bill input that you've had at your two meetings here, what do you come away with from those with?
Well, I think less bureaucracy, actually, and you know, let's be careful and not pursue things that could result in unintended consequences. You know, it's happened all too often over time where Congress very meaningfully and sincerely intends one thing and yet sometimes accomplishes the exact opposite by going too far. But I think by and large, for example, the successes with crop insurance. Crop insurance has been working very well. There were negotiations in the last Farm Bill that channeled more support, or when I say support, I mean more interest in crop insurance. Crop insurance prevents the need for ad hoc disaster payments. That's good. I think that, number one, saves the time for Congress to work on, you know, other budget, important budget items than addressing perhaps some disasters that are oftentimes regionally based and kind of get politically charged. And so crop, if there's one thing I've taken away from the meetings that I've had so far, is that crop insurance has been working and that we want to keep that in mind.
And there's going to be a lot of pressure to cut dollars and reduce budgets. Can agriculture hold its own?
I truly believe we can. When you look at some of the most important titles to the Farm Bill, they're the least expensive. And you know, the most expensive title to the Farm Bill is the nutrition title. There's sometimes a push to separate those out. We want to be careful. I don't want to undermine the rest of the Farm Bill. I think in a perfect world, those would be separated, but we don't live in a perfect world, as we know. But looking at, I know Director Ibaugh pointed out how important it is to keep the SNAP program, food stamp and nutrition programs in USDA rather than maybe push that over to Health and Human Services. Let's keep food production and consumption issues at USDA. I think we'll all be better off. Certainly the consumer would be.